And Colin Myers, the head coach of the Fireless Falcons, is Coach Myers has been here for hours, so we thought it would be just great to get him to join us. So take a peek over here at this guy, Coach, and then we'll get you right on here. And Coach, we joke, you walk in, and we'll get you right on. You said 8'10", and here we are. So
Rob, all these coaches look really young, like
except that old one over back there.
Yeah.
And there's a reason he is really old. And then Colin, you brought him in talking about Ed Dolinar. But Coach Myers, thanks for joining us. And just let's talk about last year. Was your first year, and you've got year two. I believe this is your second year. What did you learn last year that can help you this year?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. We only had the one senior, so I kind of got to grow as a coach with these kids coming in because we were young, had a lot of juniors playing, not a ton of varsity experience there. So we kind of got to grow together, you know, in this program and implement, you know, our philosophies and what we wanted to see moving forward. So I think we're in a good spot here this year, you know, bringing a lot of kids back, a lot of seniors, you know, and we're really looking forward to it.
Colin, what is that philosophy?
We just try to be more physical and, you know, really dominate the boards and win on the defensive end. You know, our kids play really hard. You know, they bring it every night. We can hang our hat on that every night that we're going to show up defensively and out-hustle and win those 50-50 basketballs. And that automatically puts us in a good spot to win games.
You know, I've always felt that a team is, regardless of sport, a reflection of their coach in the way they play, in the way that they handle pressure mentally. When you were a player, what type of player were you, and does your team reflect that now as a coach?
When I was coming up, you know, I was held accountable and, you know, asked to lead, not necessarily always by, you know, talent, but just work ethic and, you know, letting the kids follow, you know, my lead, you know, with how hard I was playing, what I was doing, how I was showing up and preparing. So I kind of asked the same of these kids now, you know, since we have so many seniors, let the younger classmen learn from them. See how hard they're working, what they're doing to, you know, be successful. And so far, you know, it's been going very well.
Colin Myers joins us, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons. Coach, if the information's correct, got you at about 500 last year, a little over 500 in the LC8 in your first year. Talk about some of the young men who are going to be on this year's team, and who do you have to replace from a year ago?
Yeah, last year we had one senior, Abel Coltrip. So we bring back four starters and a lot of our bench. That's going to be a big strength this year. We'll be a lot deeper than, you know, we were last year since we were so young. But last year we kind of got off to a slow start, you know, with a lot of young kids. Those close games, you don't always close them out very well. And with that lack of experience, they don't know how to close the games out. So, you know, the later we got in the season, the second half through the LC8, I think we only lost one of those games. So we finished the season very strong, which was huge for us. You know, being a young team, they were able to see what they could do. Made them work that much harder in the off season. And going into this season, they kind of have that chip on their shoulder and know what they're capable of doing.
So with all those young guys coming back and the bench, does that change how you play the game this year as opposed to a year ago? Or just tell us stylistically, what do you guys want to do on offense and defense? And if you've got a bench, can maybe that make you a little more aggressive?
Yeah, it'll definitely make us a lot more aggressive. We've talked about that quite a bit, you know, this year with the kids coming in. You know, last year, I think we only played seven guys. But this year, you know, we have the ability to play up to 10 realistically now. And that'll make the defensive changes a whole lot different. You know, let us get after it more and gamble a little bit. You know, where last year we, you know, only playing seven guys. If somebody got in foul trouble, we were kind of limited in what we could do defensively.
Colin, I asked Coach Holzhauer this same question from Keystone. I asked him how many boys were in the school, and he said right now he thinks that there are about 187, and it's down from like 220, he said, a few years ago. Do you have an idea, Firelands, how many boys you have in your school? And there's a, you know, a follow-up to that.
So he's got 10.
So, yeah, he's got 10 on the basketball team.
He's got 10.
I guess the reason I asked that question is because at the smaller schools you have to share athletes in sports. I mean, it's not like it's a must. It's not like you can have somebody who just plays football or is just committed to basketball or baseball. How important is your ability to work with the football coach and the football coach's ability to work with you and you with the baseball coach or the track coach, because those same athletes are filtering through all of those sports, especially at a small school.
Yeah, I'm not positive. I'm not a teacher, so I'm not positive how many kids we have right now in the school. But I try to encourage the kids to play as many sports as possible. You know, when I was there, I did. And, you know, I think, you know, different movements and different muscles you're using, different sports, like, it just makes you an all-around complete player, makes you a better player than if you're just playing basketball the entire year. You know, it makes athletic kids, not just basketball players.
Great. And it's a philosophy, I think, that's shared by a lot of professional athletes. They encourage multiple sports. And I think, you know, just to be on a soapbox for a second, too many times in youth sports right now, we're trying to, you know, have kids just target one sport. And, you know, there aren't many Division I athletes running around out there, let's be honest.
So yeah, and I think that helped us, because I think every kid on varsity played a fall sport, so he's coming from a different sport. So it helped them. They were in shape coming into the season, too.
Coach, what are the expectations for this year? I mean, you don't have to put a number on it, but where do you – what are some of the goals that you'd like to – that you or the team might have that you're able to share with us?
I mean, obviously going into the season, we've talked with this many seniors, this much experience. Obviously we're looking for a conference championship. Our school hasn't won one in 10 years now, so it's been a while. We're due for it, and, you know, we believe this is a group that can get that done.
Were you part of that conference championship?
I was in eighth grade.
Okay, just so missed it.
Yeah, just missed it.
When you said young, you weren't lying. When you said there's young coaches,
right, yeah, no.
But 10 years ago, he's in eighth grade.
Well, you know, you're getting really old, so it's got to be something for
you. But you know what? As old as I am, Colin, I'm still 2 years younger than some people sitting here that are doing this interview, so I'm okay with that. Hey, we really appreciate you coming up, and you win the award. The Firelands Falcons win the award for bringing the most coaches to Hoop Tech and the Coaches Show. You know, you bring in the glider. He knew there was going to be refreshments here. He got the sharpest dressed guy is an assistant coach in Lorain County. Colin, best of luck to you guys this year.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Colin, nice to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's Colin Myers, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons, and we'll continue on from Hoop Tech right after this timeout on AM 930, FM 100.3, and online at WEOL.com.